Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Tonight, we have a smaller group. This is a time of turnover at the camp. Many have left today. Others will be coming tomorrow. And, of course, we have the youth retreat going on now. And I was looking forward to this intimate meeting with Jesus and you. Praise God. And so let's feel free in his presence. We welcome those that have joined us today. And I've seen Jesus do wonderful things in little meetings. Some of the greatest blessings I've got were in meetings like this. Praise God. I always say that in some ways it really doesn't matter how many people are there. We just need two or three gathered in his name. And the one that I have come to meet is always there. I used to call the young people up. You would like to come to young people's meeting. Who's coming? I'll get back to you. Then I call the other young person. Phone's busy because young person number one is seeing if young person number two was coming. Well, that was quite a battle to get him to come to youth group in the beginning. But, you know, the one that I've come to meet is in every meeting. He's there waiting for me. Hallelujah. And so let's get our eyes on Jesus. Amen. Okay, Lil. Thank you.
Loved us and washed us free.
Dawned on me that, at least in the first part of the song, we're singing about the great multitude of people that are gathered around the throne in heaven, worshiping the Lord. And he says, all of these once were sinners. All of them were defiled in his sight. And now look at them, arrayed in pure garments of white. They unite in their praise to God. I can picture us in heaven. The most often asked question in heaven is, what are you doing here? You know, we can look at one another and we can say, what are you doing? How'd you get here? Of all people. So I was going to ask you the same question. Well, and then they look at Jesus. Oh, that's how we got there. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, all defiled in his sight, now arrayed in pure garments. Praise. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Oh, Jesus, we thank you for your precious blood, Lord, that cleanses the most defiled. You save us unto the uttermost. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your great mercy that reached each and every one of us. Lord, we thank you for this great salvation and how precious is the work of the Holy Ghost in our life day by day. We thank you tonight that we can join with those gathered round the throne. Worship you, Lord. Adore you. Oh, hallelujah. We have as much reason to praise you as anybody else. And so, Lord, let the praises ring tonight. We pray, anoint us, Lord. We can't praise you in the way you deserve unless the Holy Spirit prays in us and through us. And so, Lord, we open our hearts and invite you to come and glorify yourself in our midst and in each of our lives. Bless the young people as they begin their first meeting tonight, Lord. Give them a good start. Meet them right from the beginning, Lord. And every moment of their time together, we pray they shall be under the power of God, of his working. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, verse 5.
Aloud in his praises, our voices shall bring, so that others believing this new song shall sing unto him who hath loved us and washed us from sin. Unto him be the glory forever. Amen. Oh, unto him who hath loved us and washed us.
206 or 208.
How precious did that grace appear the hour I first believed. Through many dangers, toils, and snares I have already come. 'Twas grace that taught me saved thus far. Grace will meet me whole when we. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Yes, Lord, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus.
Grace is flowing from Calvary. Grace has fathomless as the sea. Grace for time and eternity. Grace enough for me.
Even me, yes, amen.
Grace, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Enough for me. I like that. I think I heard the story about, maybe it was Spurgeon, someone like that, who at one time in his Christian experience, he was concerned as to whether God had enough grace to get him all the way to heaven and to keep working in his life. And then he had a dream or a vision or some thought, but he pictured a little fish in the middle of the ocean, worried as to whether there was enough water to keep him alive. And the Lord said, "That's you. You're like a little fish in the ocean worrying about the water. Sure, there's enough grace for you, more than you could ever imagine." Oh, hallelujah. God is abundant in grace. Hallelujah. Mercy. There's grace enough for you. Hallelujah. In spite of yourself, God is able to make you all that he wants you to be, cause you to stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. We have to believe it, and then we have to open our hearts and let Jesus minister that grace to us. It helps if we get our eyes off ourselves and we get our eyes on him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Our brother George and sister Elizabeth, they have a song for us. Fill All My Vision. Preach a sermon first if you like.
Okay. I'm thankful that I had the opportunity to be here this second period of the 2022 season. Before I came here, my mind, my attention was on fourth period, not on second period. And why is that? Well, fourth period, I work with the boys who will be here, who are scheduled to be here. Some 27 or so boys currently. And that was my attention, and that was my concern, and that was my vision. And that was my worry. I haven't done this in 3 years. What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? What? As you can imagine, my mind was racing, and my attentions were scattered. But being here this second period in the last 2 weeks, the Lord has worked in me. He's gotten my attention, my vision off of myself. It's his work. It's the Lord's work. As that story that Brother Ken told about Uncle Hans, Brother Hans, and the tent burned down.
Amen. Yes.
And
yes.
He was whistling.
Okay.
And why are you whistling? Your tent, it's not my tent. It's God's tent. Fourth period is not my period, it's God's period. Those boys are not my boys, they're God's boys. It's his work. And so I'm thankful that the Lord has got my my vision off of me and off of my concerns and onto him. And so that's what is needful for us. And so this song is Fill All My Vision. Fill all my vision. Savior, I pray, let me see only Jesus. And that's where I need to be. And maybe you too. I don't know. We're just going to wing it. Fill all my vision, Savior, I pray. Let me see only Jesus today. When through the valley thou leadest me, give me thy glory and beauty to see. Fill all my vision, Savior divine, till with thy glory my spirit shall shine. Fill all my vision, that all may see thy holy image reflected in me. Fill all my vision, vision. Let naught of sin shadow the brightness shining within. Let me see only thy blessed face, feasting my soul on thine infinite grace. Fill my vision, Savior divine, fill with thy glory my spirit shall shine. Fill all my vision, that all may see thy holy image reflected in me. Fill all my vision, every desire, keep for thy glory my soul inspire. With thy perfection, thy holy love, flooding my pathway with light from above. Fill all my vision, Savior divine, till with thy glory my spirit shall shine. Fill all my vision, that all may see thy holy image reflected in. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for reminding us again. This is your camp. And these are your people. These concerns that we take upon ourselves are your concerns. Lord, thank you for helping our brother George, and we pray that as he continues to trust you to supply the needs, and we with him for that period, and to equip him and those that will be working along with him, and to prepare the hearts of all the boys that will be joining, that they will be ministering to. Lord, we pray that you'll keep him in rest. We pray that you'll keep his eyes on you, Lord. We know the enemy tries to get our attention off of Jesus and onto ourselves and our concerns. But Lord, we pray that you'll do something for George tonight that will rivet his eyes upon you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh God, that he'll find that God is directing his gaze. Hallelujah. Oh, we all want that, Lord, for ourselves too, because we need to see Jesus all the time. Lord, that's faith. When we see, when our eyes are upon you, Jesus, that's faith. That's believing God. Hallelujah. That's letting God have his way. And so, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this sight of Christ that you have brought us into, Lord. And we pray that it shall become clearer and brighter and stronger no matter what comes our way, Lord. That nothing get our eyes off of you. We pray this in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you. We see the Lord, we see the Lord. He is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple. He is high and lifted up, and his train fills the temple, and the angels cry. where the Apostle Paul says, I was not disobedient to that heavenly vision. Oh, he received a heavenly vision. He got a sight of Jesus that transformed his life. And he, throughout his ministry, he kept his eyes on Jesus. He didn't lose that heavenly vision. Oh, and he found all the grace that he needed to fulfill the call that God had over his life. Through suffering and triumph and victory. But I like toward the end of his life, he says, all my life I wasn't disobedient to that heavenly vision. I never lost sight of Jesus. Sometimes he was alone, but he said, but the Lord is with me. Hallelujah. Circumstances were against him, but he saw the Lord, high, above all, over all. Oh, God wants us not to lose sight of that heavenly vision. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I praise you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Amen. Here's a nice song. Oh, to be but empty or lonely or mean, unnoticed and unknown, and to God our best, so holier, filled with Christ and Christ alone. Not of earth to cloud the glory, not of self the light to dim, telling forth his wondrous story, empty to be filled with him. Oh, Jesus, amen. Oh, hallelujah. He gets all the titles. Jesus Christ, he alone is worthy. Hallelujah. Well, tonight we're going to have two specials, and my wife is going to sing something for us. And I didn't tell her about George and Elizabeth, because then she would have said, oh, that's enough. But I thought it would be nice to have two.
Yeah.
Okay, you want to say something about the song? Because it's this song that we don't know.
Well, I had a song in mind, but I feel like I should sing a different one.
Okay.
So I'm going to switch that.
Whatever you do, sing it loud.
Okay. I didn't practice this one, so here we go. Since Jesus passed by.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Things are different now. Something happened to me when I gave my heart to Jesus. Things are different now. I was changed. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah.